not shown our usual Scottish warmth to him, so apologies, Graham. I would never live in a city, but each to their own. There's no right or wrong. Well said. Anne in Dundee, we were talking about buildings earlier on. She said about London buildings, you forget it got bombed to smithereens in the war. Not many Scottish cities suffered such a battering. This is a silly debate. It shows we're all different all over the country.
That's my point. Certain Absolutely. Areas of London got regenerated, but other areas of London didn't get bombed, so you still got the old and the new all nestling together.
And Yes, Anne says she's lived in both places and she likes both, but maybe Graham could just open his mind to both. That's not Anne speaking, that's Shireen speaking. Jennifer is on the line from the Western Isles. Good morning to you, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Well, where do you stand on this heated debate this morning?
Well, I've worked in London and I have friends and relatives there, and I visit it for voluntary work occasionally. But the thing that would make it impossible for me to live there all the time is the drinking water. Here in Scotland, you can get a glass of water from the tap, and it's usually lovely, particularly here. In London,
that
it's
is
just
true.
Disgusting, and you have to have bottled water, or you have to, like some of my relatives, have something to filter the water.
Yeah, that's true. My brother was up from down south last week, and he said, I'd forgotten how little shampoo you need to to use up here because you get a great lather. The water is so much better here, Graham.
Well, I drink water all the time, and I don't indulge in bottled water, which is the biggest farce ever, but we won't go down that road at the moment. I haven't grown 3 years and got luminous nose. I mean, I'm fine.
Well, it's just not, as well as radio, I suppose.
It's not the health aspect, it's the taste.
Yeah.
I love the taste.
Jennifer, what did you think of Hugh's point, which kind of stumped me a bit when he said, you know, he thinks we get old too quickly up here and we're a wee bit, you know, stuck in a
rut. I think it's the weather, isn't it? It makes you feel old.
No, sorry, this was to Jennifer, Graham.
All right.
well, I don't see signs of people growing old quickly here, where I am at the moment, on the west side of the island of Lewis, where people, you know, into their 90s are taking a very active view of life and keeping themselves fit as far as they can. People in their 70s are still crofting and looking after the sheep. And, of course, the wetter weather does mean, according to my lovely brothers, that you age with a better complexion.
Well, that's a very nice note to end on. Keep your emails, calls and texts coming in. 0500 92 95 00 is the number to call. You can text 80295 or email callk@bbc.co.uk. My thanks to Graham Swain, I think, but I think we've decided that we don't want him to come up here either.